Love.
Love Line is meant for an adult audience. Love Line may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. This is Loveline.
Loveline.
With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Drew.
Woohoo. Yeah.
Before we get started tonight, you want to check a little weather around the Southland?
It's got to be bad, whatever it is.
It's warm tonight.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, it is a warm night tonight out in the Southland.
What do you figure it is?
Well, I'll tell you what, I got these checking in here over here. Checking in around the Southland. Riverside coming in 77 degrees. El Cajon checking in 77 degrees. Newhall, Saugus area 77 degrees. Rancho Santa Margarita 77 degrees. Carson 77. Fulton 77. Banning 77. Pacoima 77. Westminster 77. Chula Vista checking in at chilly 73 degrees. 77 degrees. Wait a minute. Let's check that. No, it's back up 77. Encino checking in, 77 degrees. Stanton, 77. Reseda, 77. Cheviot Hill, 77 degrees. Hawaiian Gardens coming in at a very warm 77 degrees. Yucaipa coming in at a very chilly 77 degrees. Redland, 77. Upland, 77. 77 degrees in Santa Ana. El Segundo checking in, 77 degrees. Linwood, 77. Norco, 77. DeVore, 77 degrees. Glendora, 77 degrees. Azusa checking in at 77 degrees.
I am so glad to know that. Because, you know, when I was driving in...
77 degrees.
And brake lights.
77 degrees. Let's go to traffic right now on the 405. Look out for brake lights. 101, there's a mattress in lanes. Number three lane's got a mattress. So look out for brake lights over there. And on the 405 exchange or the 101 pass at the 4 level, look out for brake lights, everybody. All right, slow and go. Slow and go. 77 checking in Encino, Chula Vista coming in 77. Pacoima 77 degrees. 837, 37 after 8:23 away from 9. You're listening to Loveline. Did I mention Newhall, Saugus area checking in 77 degrees? Did I give the phone number out, Drew? Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191.
And remember,
1-800-LOVE-191. 1-800
on the station.
LOVE-191.
Traffic and weather at 45 seconds every minute.
If you're calling from the El Cajon area, the number 1-800-LOVE-191. 77 degrees. If you're calling from the Newhall, Saugus area, 1-800-800. What the hell's the phone number here, Drew? 800-LOVE-191, Rancho Santa Margarita area. Drew, phone number?
1-800-LOVE-191.
That's right. Carson, Banning area.
Same as Baltimore and Washington, D.C.
That's right. Check it in.
Yeah.
Oh, everyone, 77 degrees. Look out for brake lights on the 405. Slow and go on the 101. It's 837, 37 after 8 o'clock, 23 away from 9. Back to the phones after we give the phone number out one more time. 1-800-LOVE-191.
Oops, 45 after the hour, after the minute.
Time
for traffic and weather.
We could go back. I'll tell you, Reseda coming in at 77. Cheviot Hills, 77. Hawaiian Gardens, 77. Yucaipa, 77. Redland, 77. Upland, 77. Santa Ana, 77.
Somebody checking in?
Who's checking in? Pacoima.
Degrees.
Pacoima, no. They revised it. Back down to 77 degrees. All right, ready to hop to the phones, Drew?
Here we go.
All right, Clark.
Hi.
Clark, you're 23. You're calling in a show. Hold on a second. Quick weather and traffic check over there. 405, slow and go. Look out for brake lights on the 101. 77 degrees in Chula Vista. Let's get back with Clark. Clark?
That's me.
You're 23?
I'm 23.
1-800-LOVE-191 is the phone number if you're calling from the Pacoima area, Banning area, 1-800-LOVE-191. If you're calling from the Stanton-Reseda area, 1-800-LOVE-191, 837, 37 after 8, 23 away from 9 o'clock. Go ahead, Clark.
Well, my current issue is that a couple of years ago, my girlfriend and I experimented with some three-ways with another girl.
Hold on. SIG alert on the 110. Slow and go. Slow and go.
Did you see, Ace, where the guy that invented the SIG alert died recently?
Good. I hope he was crushed between two cars. Clark?
Yeah.
You had a threesome?
Yeah, threesome.
Really?
With another girl.
And now what's happening?
You don't sound like the threesome type.
Yeah, I am.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Well, right. You know,
I'm sold.
Yeah.
We'll count you in on that, my boy.
Right.
That's fine.
Well, what happened is, Yeah, long story short, I had the threesome happen about mm-hmm. 5 times with the same girl.
Wow.
And it kind of created this this compulsion in me. I started to become, sexually addicted. I was really mm-hmm. into porn and really heavy into porn. Mm-hmm. almost to the midget porn level, but not quite. And then... And then I ended up 6 months ago.
What the hell that mean?
I don't get the whole thing at all. I'm not following. Now, either it's possibly real. Possibly.
He doesn't sound like that like guy. A guy who's like had a onesome. Forget about a threesome. But the idea that he did it 5 times is sort of good. I mean, it's specific.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And then it triggered a porn addiction is what he's saying.
Right, Clark?
Right, yeah. I'm saying that it sort of triggered this compulsion.
Weird.
That I can understand why you'd say that. Why you'd say it doesn't seem like I've had sex because I kind of have this vernacular. And it's because I kind of was a late bloomer, and so I was...
Vernacular?
This is like a guy using words he doesn't know what they mean.
Wow. This is Don King.
Exactly.
Clark?
Don King, yeah. Well, I guess what
true.
Saying is,
you want to define vernacular? That's more like a calling something else, right?
Right, a common
colloquialism,
lingo.
Right?
Exactly, a common lingo.
He's that's like saying joint instead of penis, right?
Right.
Okay.
Clark? I disagree. No, like a vernacular is your lingo set. The words you use.
Didn't we just say that? Yeah, we just said
that. And that's what I'm saying. I use kind of this lingo set that makes it seem like I'm a total nerd.
You sound
the quality
like a nerd.
Of the voice.
The quality of the voice.
Nothing to do with the language or the language structure. Quality of the voice. But anyway, so what happened?
Well, anyway, so I got kind of sexually addicted to, just the pornography thing. And then it just led into this whole sort of sexual compulsion thing. And I ended up cheating on my girlfriend about 6 months ago. With this girl and
the same girl.
No, not the same girl. A different.
Were you allowed to have sex with the girl you were having the threesomes with when you were having the threesomes?
No, it was solely in the threesome, sort of all three there.
And what are you calling?
No. Hold on a second.
Oh boy.
Were you allowed to have sex with the girl you were having the threesome with
during the threesome?
You were having the threesome
during the threesome. Yeah. But
and
not
your girlfriend.
All right, now I know not the thing I didn't say. Thank you. What yes. else is it not?
I know.
I it's like here's what people do. They get stuck on something, and then you repeat the question verbatim in the vernacular that you were using exactly the same, and they're like, oh no, not that. But to answer your first question, first question was phrased exactly the same.
But he wants
you decided
his
to go
agenda
there.
Is right. His agenda right. is I need you to understand I didn't have sex with this one outside of the threesome. We got that when we asked that
we
question 5
that.
Questions ago.
Yes. I needed to know whether you got to have sex with her or not.
During the threesome.
Yes, I did.
And your girlfriend was
yes.
okay with that.
Yes.
She didn't freak out about that.
No.
Okay.
That doesn't sound right either.
I got the idea afterwards that she was jealous about it. She didn't overtly say it, and I asked her a lot, but she didn't say it, and it just never really came out.
All right, and then what are you calling porn addiction? What is that? What were you doing?
Just like every night, masturbate.
Once a night.
3 times.
Oh, all right, 23. All right, well, so you broken up with the chick yet, or did she find out you cheated, or what?
Yeah, she found out you cheated. She found out I cheated, but we're together again. Because I really I love her.
Sure.
And for some reason, she's still with me. But my dilemma is that, if she were to call you guys, you would say, break up with the a-hole, I'm that a-hole that you're always telling people to break up with, and I...
No. You're just done with this relationship.
Yeah.
You're not an a-hole. You're caught in something you need to get out of.
Yeah.
You need to be honest with yourself and her about.
Yeah.
You're just acting out, and it's time to go move on.
Yeah. Clark's tired. Not only of her, of everything. Tired of the call. Tired of everything. All right. And thankfully, our phone lines are so screwed up that he just magically melted away.
Well, does it have anything to do with my bipolar disorder? I mean,
yes, it certainly could.
Well, Clark, what do you do? Do you work?
Yes, I do.
What do you do?
I am a real estate agent.
All right. Well, you guys have been together for how long?
3 years.
Okay.
Is she
You're 23. It's run its course.
Does she have psychiatric problems, too? She must.
Likely.
Okay. That's likely. Enough. You guys are done. You're done.
You're kind of clinging together, it seems like.
You've been together for 3 years.
Certainly have your bipolarity assessed to make sure that's not the reason you've sort of become hypersexual. Maybe you're manic now.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly that can have an impact on your relationship that's independent of the quality of the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But we get the sense that you're just sort of not that into this girl, and you're 23.
All right. 3 years. They had his kicks. Yeah. Going to move on. Toya?
Yes. Hi, Adam. Hi, Dr. Drew.
Hello, Toya. You're 24. What's up?
Yes, I am. Just a couple of things. You guys have been my, stepdads for the past 10 years.
Oh, boy.
I listened to you guys even when I was in... I'm from Jamaica.
Wow.
And it was the greatest thing to get cable out there because we got MTV, and I used to watch you guys every night.
Yeah.
I'm glad I watched you on The Man Show, Adam. I've watched Dr. Drew on a bunch of things, and I just
love
you guys. And
thanks,
everything, people in Bakersfield... Riverside, everything that Adam says is true about guys, about girls not knowing measurements.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm that girl.
Yeah, baby. Toy. Listen, it takes a brilliant woman to admit when she's dumb.
Brilliant, insightful, and honest.
Insightful and honest.
So, Toy, what are you doing ferrying back and forth between Jamaica and Baltimore?
Okay, well, actually, I'm in Silver Spring, Maryland. I'm not.
Whatever.
Trying. Yeah, but. Mm-hmm. I reside here now. I moved here. I moved from Jamaica in 1999.
So go to college or something?
Yes, I attend American University.
Oh, excellent!
Yeah,
in DC. You're in Washington D.C.
Yes, I am.
Okay,
all right. And now I'm trying to think if the hurricane got around blew
well,
through Jamaica.
Right now, what's threatening us is Ivan.
Mm-hmm.
So I think my grandmother. We called people out there, and it's really bad. So
wow,
yeah.
I don't live there anymore, and but still, I might,
What is Toya? I've been to Jamaica before.
I heard your experiences.
It's a delightful place, although I stay in a nice place, plenty of security. But here's the thing: what don't people know about Jamaica?
That they should know,
What would surprise somebody about Jamaica, and what do they make too much of?
They got a hell of a track team.
Okay. Well, for me, I think a lot of people when I introduce myself, they're like, are you from Kingston or Montego Bay? I mean, mm-hmm. I think one of our best kept secrets is we don't have a lot of tourist traffic on the eastern part of the island,
mm-hmm.
and. There, it's totally different from Montego Bay or Negril, where, all the spring breakers go.
Mm-hmm.
It pretty much, it looks like the U.S., really. It just has everything that the U.S. has.
On the east side?
On the west side.
On the west side, where the spring break is. Right.
Right, but on the eastern side, it's more green, it's more lush, it's very tranquil. When I was going to school there, I took a road trip across the island because I'm from the rural.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, Toya, just that description you just shared with us, I want to get up and go there right now. And a few minutes,
I'll tell you what,
Toya. I'll go to Montego Bay.
We're going to the east side.
Because we're keeping it real.
With everybody else who's listening to the show, unfortunately, though.
Adam, yes.
Let me say this, Toya. I'm going to make you a deal.
Okay.
You show me your Jamaica. And I will show you my North Hollywood. have you seen stucco? We have something called stucco there.
Stucco.
It's a magical brick-like masonry covering that covers the buildings.
Concrete.
All right.
We have concrete.
It's asphalt. Yeah.
We have things in North Hollywood, for instance, the doors and windows. You have doors and windows that swing out on hinges. Our slide. They're made of aluminum. It's a space age material. I don't know if you guys have that over there yet. We have flat roofs with rocks sprinkled on
white
them. White rocks. It's beautiful. If you like cinder block type architecture, you are going to love. I don't want
to. Cinder block is not quite descriptive enough. That's being a little kind to it.
Well, I've been to California twice. I went to La Jolla, California first, and then
No, Toya. You've not seen Adams North Hollywood.
Van Nuys Boulevard.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's God's country over there.
Yeah. So I just wanted to let you know, you guys know, I mean, you've helped me so much, and through sexual, I've had a bunch of sexual problems. But you've been, Dr. Drew, you're right. I mean, guys lie, they talk, you know, just everything, every role play you do is correct. And I wish people would listen to you more.
Well, thank you.
Well, thanks, Toya. And what's your question?
All right. Whenever I have sex and, you know, during intercourse, and also, there's a weird thing. When I go to the bathroom to do number two, I have...
Here we go again.
Well...
Adam gets into this. Be careful. Yeah.
Well, I don't know if you've ever heard of this, Dr. Drew, but I have tears. Like, my tear ducts or something. I just have water running down my face.
You cry when you do a number two.
Well, it's not like I'm... Right.
I know. Because they're like your children. And you have to say goodbye to them when you flush.
I guess
If you like doing number two, North Hollywood is your place. Like,
well, you don't like doing number two. It's like walking through.
It's right on the brochure. Yeah. Like for other plates, it says like a sports fisherman's paradise. Yes. North Hollywood is, if you like number two, North Hollywood's number one.
Come on number down. Two, North Hollywood's for you.
Yeah, that's what it's right on the brochure.
Yeah.
All right, Toya, what is that, Drew? Does she have loose tear ducts?
Well, it's usually clogged tear ducts.
Oh.
Things aren't escaping into the nose. They're just tearing, filling the eye and draining out.
Okay.
So how does the tear duct thing work?
They're right, you can see them, they're right in here in the corner.
Right.
And they drain into the, you know.
They drain? I thought they push the stuff outside and roll down your cheek.
No, that's tears, the actual tear. There's a duct that drains them out.
Oh, the duct is a drain.
Yeah.
It's more of a scupper than it is a faucet.
Yes, exactly.
Nice.
Well, there's a faucet too, but that's different.
But that's not your tear duct.
No.
The glands and drain through the ducts.
Right.
So the tears moisturize your eyeballs.
Give me that anatomy book.
I don't want to see the anatomy book.
Chris, please get it.
The tears moisturize your eyeballs and drain.
Yep.
And just it's
that's
a constant,
why your nose fills up when you're crying.
Because it's draining.
Draining into your nose.
Okay.
That's one of the reasons.
Yeah, I have runny nose. That happens too. And it's kind of weird because when, you know, there's a couple of times when I've had sex, it's just kind of.
Well, it's just your
Drew says one. If you put a cat's whisker through there, you can can ream it out. Yeah.
Ream it out.
Go ahead and.
See if we have a
glass. Drew's looking at the eye for change. I've never seen you open this book and not seen a drawing of a vagina, Drew. I didn't even know there was other stuff in here. You sure that's not a vagina?
Well, that's the next page.
I could hump it.
No doubt.
All right. Anyway, Drew's showing me the eyeball. Turns out the eyeball's round in the back part, too.
Yeah.
I thought it was just, you know.
Flat?
Whatever. Like the earth. All right, Toya.
The front sticks out a little bit.
What should she do? Ear,
nothing.
Nose,
don't
and throat?
Worry about it.
You're
no,
fine.
No, don't worry about it.
You're fine.
It.
Right. That's just me. Okay.
That's just you, yeah.
That's just you, baby doll.
Well, you got... Oh, you call me baby
doll.
There
they are.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
there's the glands up here. They sit up there.
I love you.
All right. I love you, too, Toya.
Okay,
thanks
here
for
it
calling.
Is. Here it is. Give me a pen. So here's the duct right down in the nose
here. Okay, so basically...
This is the gland up here.
Yeah, you have a cavity. Okay. So you have the gland up above your eyelid, sort of between your eyebrow and your eyelid. Uh-huh. And off to closer to your ear, not directly over the top. And then that gland produces a fluid, and that comes down and washes the eye. And then it drains down the bottom corner closest to your eye, closest to your nose. And then that drains down in your nose.
You can see the hole if you look, like, right, look at my lower.
Oh, I'm going to kiss you. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Did you vomit? You're right?
It's weird. It's too intimate for me. All right, that's enough. Blue?
Yes?
You're 22?
Yes.
What's up?
This is my question. My girlfriend and I want to have a threesome with another girl, but we're not sure how this were to bring up the subject.
Mm-hmm.
That seems weird.
Do you need a threesome if we already got two chicks?
Right? Isn't that right?
Yeah, I don't know. Third vagina.
Well, I mean...
Blind.
Why not?
I know why not, but I mean, you know, it's cool. I mean, I'm hip. I'm not uptight, but I'm just saying. We just don't hear about threesome chick things.
Single-sex threesomes.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Maybe I'm a little bit more liberated than some people.
No, yeah. It's not usually liberation.
You replace liberated with screwed up, and I think
you're about there.
You got it. Oh. So that's all right. How long have you been with your girlfriend?
For 2 years.
2 years. And whose idea was it to have the threesome?
We were sort of talking about it, and I have never been with a guy before, so that really wasn't an option.
Oh, wait, you said another girl.
I'm sorry.
Oh,
yes.
Not an option. Guy's not an option.
Yes.
Okay. So
guys, not why? You've never been with a guy before?
No, I have not.
So why is that not an option?
It's just I've never particularly found guys that attractive.
Your girlfriend brought up a guy?
I know, but...
Wait. Here, this is bye-bye stuff.
Well, wait a minute. Who brought up the guy?
Well, she said, what about a guy? And I said, I'm not really comfortable doing that. And she said, that's fine. And then we just moved right to the idea of a girl.
But she was really, the opening volley was to get a penis into the mix.
The first gender was guy, yeah.
Yeah, this is her kind of move in that direction. Is she bisexual?
I know that she has been with guys, yes.
Okay. Mm. That would worry me if I were
you. She got some energy? Is she a little screwy?
I wouldn't say she's screwy. Actually, pretty normal.
She was never sexually abused?
No, I have not.
She?
No, she has not. She never brought it up. As far as I know, she has not.
You might want to ask her about that, because this is that kind of behavior.
Does she hate her dad?
No, they're actually very close.
Oh, really?
Yes.
All right. And your dad are doing okay?
Yes.
All right.
Well, I get the feeling Blue is true blue lesbian.
Yep.
And but the girlfriend worries me a little bit. She
yeah,
may be
you,
making a move.
You are probably like a biological lesbian. You just, that's what you're into. Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
I mean, it's just something that's always sort of, you know.
Yeah, it's just you.
That's you. But your girlfriend,
the fact she's bringing chaos into the mix, wants to bring a penis in, all signs that there's more going on with her than the usual phenomenon. Mm-hmm.
What does your girlfriend do?
She works at Starbucks.
At where?
Starbucks, you know. The coffee.
Oh, Starbucks. Boy, that was a horrible pronunciation of Starbucks.
Starbucks.
And is she have any weird aggressive piercings or tats or anything like that?
The only piercing she has is her ears, and she has her nipple pierce, but that's it.
Everything's cool with her, huh? Where? And her family's together? Doesn't hate her mom?
No, her parents are still together. She has a younger brother, and they're close. No real trauma that she's ever mentioned or brought
up. How old is she?
She's 22.
And her relationships have been stable and successful? They don't get chaotic?
Before me, she had two long-term relationships. One was a guy, one was a girl.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, listen, bring that chick in and go to town. And then call me.
My other question is, bringing up with the girl, and what are the possible ramifications of doing it?
Well,
your relationship will get destroyed. That's usually what happens.
You can destabilize things.
Yeah.
Really?
That's usually what happens. People get jealousies, or they get attached to the other person, or things. You're crossing profound boundaries. You can't. There's no. I mean, the only way you can really cross boundaries more seriously would be to kill somebody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's as into somebody else as you can get.
Well, you can kill them and then hump them, and then that's a
double cross
boundary. Yeah.
That's touche.
Here's the thing, though.
Just to leave it as a fantasy and not really go.
Always better.
Well, here's the thing.
But you're 22.
Yeah. Here's the thing. And which Drew doesn't say, which you have to factor into almost every piece of data that you hear about, which is, you know, Drew says, well, these threesomes, whether they're heterosexual relationships or homosexual relationships, destabilize the relationship and they end up falling apart, which is very true.
But they would have fallen apart anyway.
But when they get to the stage where people are in their early 20s, they've been together for a year and a half, and somebody says, let's bring a third person into the mix.
It's over.
They're ready. They're saying, here's what they're saying.
I think that's what Blue's girlfriend's saying. Everyone's like, I just really like you, want to hang out with you, but I need a little something else.
Yeah, what they're saying is we're graduating in a few weeks. Let's destroy the school.
Yeah.
We're out of here.
Yeah.
Let's have some fun. Let's go tell the teachers to F off, and let's just have a good time.
Right.
Because we're out. And that's what you do. Yes?
Yeah.
All right.
So the point you're making is just the fact that she's bringing this up suggests that it's already done. And just the...
But I would say for 30% of the relationships, they start to head toward chaos. You could stop them, reel them in a little bit, rediscover your intimacy.
And or not actually burn the school down and just go through the graduation comfortably and get on with things.
All right. We'll take ourselves a quick break. When we come back, having a second kid now, rubbed the penis raw. Folks disapprove of her being bi. 13. Talk to a 13-year-old bisexual after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla, the scuba diver there, Dr. Drew. I tell you what, I'll drop trial. I will
Chris,
so help me, Christ, I will drop trial.
He will drop trial.
I will drop trial right now.
He's done it before. He is wild. Watch out. He will drop.
8:37, 20:37 after 8 o'clock. I'm at 23 away from 9 o'clock. Riverside Chicken in 77. El Cajon, 77. Newhall, Saga, 77 degrees. Rancho Santa Margarita, 77. Carson, 77. Fulton, 77. Banning, 77 degrees. Pecona, 77. Westminster, 77. Chula Vista, 77. Encino, 77. Stanton, 77. Reseda, 77. Cheviot Hills, 77 degrees. Hawaiian Garden, 77. Yucaipa, 77. Redlands, 77. Upland, 77. Santa Ana checking in, 77 degrees. El Segundo, a very chilly 77 degrees. Linwood, a very warm 77 degrees. Norco, 77. DeVore, 77. Glendora, 77. Azusa, 77. 405, slow and go. Look out for brake lights on the 101 and the 110. We got mattress in lanes. 8:37, 37 after 8 o'clock. Ready to go back to the phone street. Want to check the traffic one more time.
Well, we got 45 seconds.
Riverside,
come around again.
77 degrees. Elkhorn, 77. Newhall, Saga, 77 degrees. Rancher, Santa Margarita, 77. Carson, 77. Fulton, 77. Germanic, 77. Quebec, 77. Westminster, 77. Chula Vista, 77. Encino, 77. Stan, 77. Reseda, 77. Chevy Hills, 77. Hawaiian Garden, 77. Yucaipa, 77 degrees. Redland, 77. Upland, 77. Santa Ana, 77. El Segundo, 77. Linwood, 77 degrees. Norco, DeVore, Glendora, Azusa, all checking in. 77 degrees. 405, slow and go. Look out for brake lights. All right, you ready to hop at the phones here, buddy?
Yeah.
All right, news and traffic on the way there. Every 40 seconds, news and traffic coming up. We'll hop back on the phones. Get back on the phones. You ready to rock here, Drew? I'll drop trial. Jessica.
Yeah.
13.
Yeah.
Calling from Santa Barbara. Let me check that. Chris, you got a weather stat on Santa Barbara? What's it coming in at, buddy? 77 degrees, Santa Barbara. What's happening, Jessica? What can we do you for? By the way, Jessica, 13 years old. That's 7 away from 20. That's 13 after birth. What's happening, Jessica?
Me and my girlfriend, we've been together for like a year, and I'm bi, and she's bi. And our parents don't like the relationship, and her mom doesn't, like, approve of me.
Mm-hmm. Her mom doesn't approve of you, but your parents approve of her?
Well, my mom's okay with it. She's not, like, happy about it, but she learned to live with it.
What about your dad?
He's not in the picture.
Mm.
Shocking.
Shocking. Do you know where he is?
Not exactly, but...
Did he do something to you before he left?
No, that was my stepdad.
Your stepdad did something to you.
Stepdad molested you?
And so do you, are you like goth or something, or dress in funny ways that the mom might not like?
Sort of. I mean, not necessarily. I mean, I wear a lot of dark colors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Here's Jessica. Here's what I find people have difficulty with in life. Our society's filled with people saying, everyone discriminates against everybody. We don't like
God. I'm just an individual.
Yeah, we don't like people to dress any differently. We don't like. Here's the thing: when you intentionally try to stand out
and bring crap down on yourself, you bring crap down on yourself.
You catch people's eye, and when you catch people's eye, the Japanese have a saying. It goes, let's see, kill Whitey. But they also have another saying, true. The nail that sticks up gets hammered.
Ooh.
Yes.
Like that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
see,
I don't necessarily try to stand out.
How about trying not to
necessarily stand out more than any other people do?
But I think because you were abused, you will naturally have a tendency.
You don't even know you're doing
it. Yeah, you don't know
it,
but you can.
Yeah, what
do you
think? You just like that goth crap?
Right. You can work at not doing it. See, that's the thing. You need to work at not doing it because it's. The impulse, the attraction is the things that will bring more abuse upon you.
Right. And as far as your relationship or your sort of declaration of bisexuality at 13, it freaks out parents when kids really declare anything sexual before the age of, 16.
It should freak them out because your brain isn't then developing yet. So how could you possibly figure out what's what?
How long has this girl been your girlfriend, Jessica?
Like a year.
A year.
Since you're 12.
Do you guys have sex?
Yes.
You
oh,
do?
Oh, boy.
How often?
Not that often.
All right. I mean, and does your mom know about this?
Nope.
She just thinks it's your girlfriend, like you guys kiss and hug and stuff?
Yeah.
Ooh. All right.
Just you been in hospitals before?
No.
No?
Have you got any therapy for what your stepdad did to you?
Yeah.
You have? Is he still around?
Yeah, but I don't really see him or anything.
Do you talk to the therapist anymore? Still?
Yeah.
Do you tell him or her about this girlfriend and what you do?
Yeah.
Okay.
What about the stepdad? He's around, but you don't see him?
Well, my younger brother sees him, but I don't.
Yeah, I understand that. Do you just close your eyes when you walk through the living room or something? Or
well,
you say
he live with us. My parents are divorced.
Oh, all right. Well, you said he was around, so that usually means he's around.
In the house, yeah.
Yeah, so they're divorced.
Yeah.
Okay, does your mom know what happened with you and him?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that the reason she divorced him?
I'm not sure.
Okay. You get along okay with your mom?
Not really.
She's got to be pretty angry at the mom.
I would be, too.
Yeah.
All right, Jessica, here's the deal. You're 13. And what it is, you know, your stepdad got hold of you when you were 8 and made you an adult.
Yeah.
And so now, instead of being 13, you feel like you're 33.
But you're not. You're
13. But you're not. You're 13. And what your stepfather did to you was...
atrocious.
Yeah. And it's going to screw you up. And then you're going to act out.
But
and
you're in therapy. Just keep taking direction of the person who's taking care of you and
right.
talk honestly
right.
about what's
and
going on.
And dad's abandoning the family and all that.
Oh,
it's all a recipe for being screwed up. So you got to do a little work so you're not screwed up. You got to do your therapy. You got to not act on your impulses. Here's the thing. When you get screwed up, you're going to have impulses, and every one of them, or 95% of them, are going to be bad. The people you choose to be with, the direction you choose to go sexually, the trajectory, your dress, everything is going to be bad. Every one of those decisions you make is going to be bad. You're going to get into drugs. You're going to start screwing up in school. You got to head that off at the pass.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because here's the deal. Why make things more difficult than they already are?
Well, that's the point. But you know what it is? Because they're attracted to it.
Right.
They're attracted to the hell.
I know. And this is why, by the way, you know, this is why these people need to be punished in a way that goes beyond...
public punishment.
Well, it goes beyond... their damage lasts and lasts and lasts.
Well,
whereas
yeah.
somebody stealing your car or even being traumatized by being held up or something at 40
yeah.
does not have the effect that this has.
No, this stuff of parents and people close to children exploiting them and abusing them changes their brain development permanently. In fact, I'm a speaker at an organization called the National Council on Sexual Addiction and Compulsivity.
Hold on a second, Drew. Riverside, checking in, 77. El Cajon, 77. Newhall, Saugus, 77. Rancho, Santa Margarita, 77. Carson, 77. Fulton, 77. Banning, 77. Pacoima, 77 degrees. Westminster, 77. Chula Vista, 77. Encino, 77. Stanton, 77. Reseda, 77. Cheviot Hills, 77 degrees. Hawaiian Gardens, 77. Ukiah, 77. Redland, 77. Upland, 77. Santa Ana, 77 degrees. El Segundo, 77 degrees. Linwood, 77. Norco, 77 degrees. DeVore, Glendora, and Azusa all checking in, 77. 837, 37 after 823 away from 945. Slow and go. Look out for brake lights on the 101. Mattress and lanes on the 110. Go
Friday
ahead.
Friday light, but watch out for the brake lights.
Yeah, that's right. Watch out.
I was looking at the program schedule, and they're going to be presenting some new data I'm going to bring back about how the evidence of the brain changes from abuse.
Really?
What that's all coming in
PET
now.
Scans?
PET scans, all that stuff.
How do they tell? What's it look like?
I'm going to find out. I'll tell you when I get it.
Well, you mean it's like if you get kicked in the head?
No, it's different. It's how the different areas, how they communicate
and
function.
So you get molested and the brain of...
changes.
Okay, so you get molested at 5.
Yeah.
And you take a PET scan of the person's brain at 15, and it's different than a normal 15-year-old.
Right. Absolutely.
And the PET scan is a chamber that you enter?
Yeah.
And
what
do you think the temperature is in
there? It's going to be 77 degrees. It's going to be a functional MRI scan, probably. fMRIs.
All right. Yeah, I say F them too. I don't do anyone any good.
But this is going to be interesting.
Wow, very controversial. Drew's saying F MRIs. Screw them. That's the man. Drew's into holistic stuff. Yeah, F those MRIs. I'm with you. All right, you ready to rock, Drew?
Yeah.
Scott?
Yeah?
You're 16?
Uh-huh.
What's up?
Me and my girlfriend were playing around, and it got, I don't know, kind of hot and heavy, but make a long story short, I pretty
story
much
stores.
Got a clothing burn on my penis.
Mm-hmm.
Good times.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. All right.
And?
I just wanted to know how long I should let it heal and how long I should wait before fooling around again.
Before you don the denim glove and get back to masturbation?
No.
All right. You want to know. Although, Drew, that would be a good, you know, that's what you ought to do with your boys. Get them a glove made by Wrangler. You know what I mean? Cause
rough up the penis?
Well, here's the reality. Let me explain something, Drew.
I'm listening. All ears.
You ever watch those kung fu movies?
Yeah.
And, you know, the master's training the guy, and he's punching the wooden block,
you know? Yeah.
Pow! He's doing push-ups on his knuckles.
Yeah.
Punching glass, sometimes putting his hands in hot sand. It's all to toughen the man up.
I see.
Now, from age, and your kids are getting to that age, from age like 13 to 15 and a half, those are prime dry humping ears. It's almost nothing but dry humping during those. And if you're not with someone, you're doing it on your own.
Sure.
It's a lot of rubbing, a lot of grinding, a lot of just leg humping. You're really like a dog. And the penis, the uninitiated penis, the penis has not been through my training regimen, can be sometime withered down to a nub against the jeans.
Wow.
Yeah. And there's no wearing the cotton slacks or sweatpants at that age because you're getting a boner every 30 seconds.
Maybe you ought to devise or invent a special type of undergarment.
No.
Some underpants that are
I told you.
Fleece underpants.
Just a denim glove.
Just to toughen the penis.
Because
that'll suit them the rest of their life. I mean, you'll be preparing them for a lifetime of penile abuse.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, yeah. Scott, yeah. Scott's going to be fine.
Yeah, listen, Scott, I cannot tell you how long a burn is going to take to heal. It's going to take what it takes, and you're not to use it until it's healed.
Should he put anything on it?
No.
No.
Soap and water.
Scott?
Yeah.
All right, buddy. I don't know if you hung up. Where are you, buddy? There you go. Our phone lines, here's the thing. The phone lines on the show are so effed up, and the callers are so effed up, that you never quite know what it is. Because there's a 3-second delay on the callers, and then oftentimes the phone lines are screwed up. You're never sure which one it is, and I can't tell anymore.
I know.
All right. Let's take a break, Drew.
Yeah.
Riverside, checking in 77, El Cajon, 77, Newhall, 77, Santa Margarita, 77 degrees, Carson, 77, Fulton, 77, Banning. What's that coming in at, Chris? You got that in front of you?
77.
77, Pacoima, 77, Westminster?
77.
Chula Vista?
77.
El Cajon?
77.
Stanton?
77.
Reseda?
76.
Cheviot Hills?
77.
Hawaiian Gardens?
77.
Yucaipa?
77.
Redlands?
77.
Upland?
77.
Santa Ana?
77.
El Segundo?
76.
Wait a minute, he's right. Uh-huh. Oh, no, it's back up to 77.
We're checking with our cell phone force. They're out there. Thanks for calling in.
All right. Found out 77. Sloan going the 405. Look out for brake lights in the 101, 837, 37 after it. Take a quick break. Be right back after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE. Drew and I were just talking during the break about that spaceship.
Yeah.
That crash. Well, the satellite, the crash in the desert. Made a man just right in. Awesome. And
space didn't just vaporize, you know?
Great footage of it just falling through the atmosphere. But, you know, I was saying to Jimmy today, I was reading the newspaper, I was reading a little article about it, and it's like, the thing cost, $245 million, and then, we're looking to spend $85 billion in the next, like, 15 years over at NASA. And then I thought, we spend, you know, billions of dollars in space, and then we bring this data, and then we come back and we share it with the world.
Yeah.
You know, here you go, Mexico. I'd say we start selling it. We got to recoup some of those losses.
Yeah.
I mean, and by the way, let me just say this about all you a-holes out there that always, it's always, the United States is so, who's sending stuff up into space and trying to figure out the atmosphere and what's going on and what the future holds and what potential dangers there are and all that kind of stuff? Let me put it this way. If it was one of those movies where one of those big chunks of space debris was hurling, right, size of Texas was hurling toward the Earth, who do you think would get, who are we counting on? Mexico? Yeah, Middle East, you guys handle it. Really? Planet's gone. I've seen the movies. It's Bruce Willis and company that get up there. It's Americans that do it. Everyone does. The rest of the world can't stand this country. They're jealous. They can't stand this country. Who's going to spend $100 billion and go up and collect data about tides and the moon and solar flares and all? Who figures all this stuff out, you idiots? Us. Not you, us. The guys you hate. But you hate us because we're smarter than you are. And they hate you just like you'd hate the captain of the football team if he was also the captain of the speech and debate team and also getting straight A's. That's what you hate.
Well, that's envy.
It's envy.
That's not jealousy, it's
of
envy.
Course. So let's blow him up. That's what it is.
Well, envy is hatred.
I just can't stand the pussies in this country that get on board with that. Like, oh, yeah, they should hate us. They're right. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Okay, Africa, you take charge of curing AIDS. Mexico, you're on space. We'll hang back for a few years, see how things go. Let's try that. How about that? Okay, we got the Middle East. You guys handle music, features, television, entertainment. Mexico, space exploration. And Africa, you do disease control. We're gonna chill out for about 20 years. We'll see how things go. All right? Let's all just close our eyes and imagine. Imagine how that works. Yeah. All right. I'm just saying, let's sell it. Let's sell it to them. We found out a bunch of stuff. We got a bunch of stuff from the sun. Thing cost $250 million, crashed into the desert. Now we got to recoup. We're like a drug company. We did the R&D. Now we got to start making some money off it. Go to Europe. Go to Germany. Go to France. Go to Canada. What do you guys got? Huh?
They must have some way of recouping that. They must.
I don't know. I say want to get it from the other countries. Get the information from the other.
Sure.
Sell it to the other countries.
Sure.
Mexico. I can see it now. Mexico's like, is the moon made of queso? Is it cheese? I don't know. Maybe $20 would loosen. It's not cheese. I didn't say it was. I didn't say it wasn't, Mexico. How about a couple of bucks? I have a couple of bucks.
Here you go, Monsignor.
There we go.
Well, it's not cheddar.
It's not cheddar. I'll tell you that. $20 lets you know that it's not going to go well with nachos. $40.
It's not Gruyere. It's not Gouda.
It's not Gouda. Okay, $60. Yeah, now I'm starting to think. Yeah, I'm not sure if it's all cheese. It may just be a cheese core. Drew, we should do that. Recoup some of that money. All right. Let's talk to you about it. Yeah, let's go. Let's get it
going.
Come on
now.
Let's get it going.
Too much traffic and weather.
Oh, man. It's been a busy night.
Moon's travel.
Melissa?
Yeah.
You're 21?
Yes.
What's up?
Yep.
Is there more gravity on the moon or less gravity? Yeah, I guess we'd have to talk to the guys that went there. If I gave him $50, I could probably get him out here. Yeah, that's what we'll do. We'll do. They don't know how. I don't even know. I don't know if they would know how far this things were. We really make money just selling secrets of the universe. Yes? Yes? All right. Melissa?
Yeah.
You're 21?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, I'm having problems because, before I was married, I didn't really like sex. I was scared of it. And now that I'm married and have a kid, about a year into my marriage, my husband doesn't want to do anything new. He doesn't want to go down on me or anything.
Mm. Now that you've had a child, you've lost all your modesty.
Mm. What was that?
You lose your modesty.
Yeah, yes. I guess.
All right. And why doesn't your husband want to go down on you?
I don't know. He says it's in the Bible that we're not supposed to do it.
He'll have to show you that one. So, make sure it's the King James Version.
Yeah. Well, maybe the fact that you're not supposed to do anything except for the procreation part. Yeah? No? Yeah. All right. He's a religious man?
Kinda.
When it suits him.
When it comes to oral sex, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but he's not
so... He won't even let me do it to him.
He won't or wants you to?
He won't let me do it to him.
Really?
Yeah.
And wow. Do you hang with her husband?
Like, we have sex, once every 2 months.
Uh-oh.
And he won't let you give him oral sex?
Yeah, he won't.
Uh-oh.
Does he have a brain tumor? Is he gay?
Probably not. I hope not. I hope not.
What's he do for a living?
Stucco.
Stucco.
Did you say stucco?
She said stucco.
Yeah, stucco.
She said stucco.
Let's take a break. I'm intrigued by Melissa.
Are you saying stucco or stucco?
Stucco.
All right. Do you know anything about stucco?
No.
Okay. Hold on a second.
Okay.
You should know how to say it, Adam. Talk about the...
You should always
the code
be able
for
to pronounce your husband's trade.
I think that'd be good.
He's a crapender. All right. Well,
car painter.
We will take ourselves a... Yeah, but that could be car painter.
That's the point.
Ooh. All right. We'll take a quick break. Don't hang up on Melissa. We'll be back to make fun of her after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's my partner and on-again, off-again lover, Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. All right there, buddy.
Here we go.
You ready to rock?
We're going to get back to Melissa.
Let's get it on.
Melissa's husband is gay, I believe.
Let's get it on now. Come on. Let's get it on. Yeah. Get it on. Yeah. Freak out. Let's get it on. All right. It's time to get it on. Got to get it on. Melissa?
Yeah.
All right. So your husband...
Who is how old?
He is 31.
Oof. Ooh. And you're 21.
10 years older.
Has he ever been married before?
No. I have a baby with somebody else.
Who?
Great times.
Yeah.
And he does stucco.
And he has sex with you once every 2 months and tells you that you can't have oral sex because the Bible tells you not to, right?
Yeah.
Is that about sum it up?
Yeah.
Melissa?
Yes.
What?
Yeah.
That sums it up. All right.
Okay.
Whatever.
Oh, these phones.
Yeah.
And he does stucco. What's he do? Does he work on, houses or apartments?
Everything above. Like buildings, businesses, homes, apartments. Mm-hmm.
That is a horrible gig, by the way, stucco.
Stucco. Yeah.
Or stucco, as you call it. We don't talk about it. We focus on roofers a lot on this show and drywallers, but stucco, horrible gig.
Stucco is sort of it's a transience job, isn't it? Because, you just come and put the stucco on, you leave, right?
Yeah, it's just, here's your choices.
You call it specialized, but it's more like the job nobody wants to do.
Here's your choice with stucco. First off, you have to wrap the entire house with something called K-Lath, which sucks, because it's just, you take these big metal sharp things and just wrap the whole, nail the hell out of it, staple it off. Then you whip up stucco, which is essentially cement, and you whip it up, you put it on a hawk. That's what that thing's called, that flat thing with the handle in the middle. It's called a hawk. And then you take your trowel and you roll it on this stuff. And if you don't know what you're doing, it just rolls right off. Like the first 10 times you try, it just rolls right off. And you put your scratch coat on. It's a notched trowel. Puts scratches, puts lines in it so the next coat adheres. Can't put it on too thick. It'll crack. Then you put your brown coat and the last coat. That's your color coat. Yes, Drew?
Yes, Adam.
Melissa?
Yes.
Yeah. So you're sitting there by that hopper just mixing up stucco all day. Ugh. Taping off the windows. You know, you got to tape everything off. You know, get to put the plastic over the windows and the doors and the vents and all that crap.
What was it? Was it plaster before stucco? What did they do?
On the outside of houses? Yeah. No. Outside of houses were like, brick and wood. You know,
really?
Clapboard and stuff like that. And like the east and everything. And then, stucco, started coming in the
50s?
40s, 50s, 30s. No. Spanish stuff would do like a form of stucco, like
sort of
frame.
Mud.
Frame a house.
Mud.
Yeah, I mean, like mud and straw kind of thing. But, I'd say earliest stuff, probably like 1910, 1915 or something like that.
And then
I think. Now, look up stucco. Look up the history of stucco,
when you
Chris.
Look at these houses.
Come
now,
on, buddy.
Seem to have like
and don't give me, don't eyeball me, boy.
These houses seem like they have like a substantial front.
Do you see
half.
Him eyeballing me? He eyeballed me.
Watch out.
I'll drop trowel. All right. Yeah, what are you saying,
houses
Drew?
That have like a substantial front, look like Mediterranean stuff. Is that still
that's
stucco?
All stucco.
They just shape it differently or frame it? Or
no, you can do whatever you want with it.
History of stucco.
Yeah. It looks like cement, though, basically, sometimes.
Yeah, that's, yeah. When it dries, it is essentially cement. Yeah. It's just whatever's in, it's hollow inside. I mean, you frame a house, you wrap, you make the windows or walls as thick as you want. Just put a 2x4 up over here, put another one 3 foot away. The window will be 3 feet deep.
Huh.
See what I'm saying?
Do you have to put,
it's all hollow inside.
You have to put insulation and stuff in there.
You can put insulation there. Actually, if you got like 3 foot of airspace, it creates its own insulation. That's probably why they did it. Because before that insulation. Melissa?
Yes.
Melissa's so
sleeping.
Excited about the building. All right. This guy's a little kooky. First off, anybody that quotes the Bible, reads the Bible, follows the Bible's a nut or an idiot or just, you know. I mean, come on. It's a fairy tale. So,
well, no, wait.
I will
beg to differ because,
go ahead.
You could say that the Bible, what was that? She lives in a haunted house.
Yeah.
The Bible is a book of cumulative wisdom. There's a lot of stuff in there that's accurate.
Sure.
It's a way that people can digest and understand things about human behavior and how to live one's life in ways that are...
People don't treat it that way, though.
I understand, but don't rank on it too badly.
All right, just mostly tards it. Read it. Melissa?
Yes. Yes?
What are you doing,
point
by
taken,
the way?
Adam, point
what,
taken.
What are you doing right now?
I'm laying down in the bed. But I got up and left the room.
Okay.
Oh, thanks. Well,
okay.
Just walked away.
How's your kid doing?
Good. She's asleep.
Who is her father?
My ex-boyfriend, Renee.
Oh, okay. Renee.
Renee.
I remember Renee.
How's he doing? Is he still in the picture?
No.
He doesn't see the child?
No.
Is your current husband a good father to the child?
Yeah.
And what do you think is going on with him? Why doesn't he want to have sex?
I don't know, because, like, before we got married, I lost my virginity when I was 15, and I never liked sex. And when I got together with him, I didn't like it. And now I don't know if it's because I'm getting older, but I want to try new things, and now he's just, he blows me off.
Yeah, he didn't like it to begin with, and he still doesn't like it.
All right, and listen, why do you think he doesn't like sex? Well, I lost my virginity at 15, and I wasn't into sex, and now I'm into it, and he doesn't want it.
Yeah.
I that's all our callers can do is restate their question over and over again. And I don't know. We don't have any clue. I don't know if the guy's gay or he's going through some sort of religious crisis or something.
I just
you
get
turn him off.
It just sounds gay to me.
Well, Drew, you're a man of such exquisite passion.
Cannot
forget about the passion of the Christ. What about the passion of the Drew? That's a movie I'd like to see.
Oh, yeah.
The passion of the Drew.
No, you wouldn't.
Nailing chicks, not to the cross, just nailing them. Left and right. Passionate man and his disciples.
Mm.
Yeah, candy stripers looking to get a break on their schedule. Yeah, looking up to Dr. Drew. Yeah. All right, what'd you find out? So, look, I don't know. Melissa sounds depressed. Don't have any.
No more
Melissa
kids.
Sounds dumb and depressed and everything else.
Yeah.
Don't have any more kids.
Please.
That's A number one. If you break up with this guy, you break up with this guy. What'd you find out about stucco, Chris?
It's been used since the ancient times.
Yeah,
really?
I know, but that's not stucco.
Another
straw, wool,
another,
and mud.
Another
mud.
Word right. For it is called plaster.
It is plaster?
It is.
No.
Well, it says right here.
Yeah, but stucco mix and plaster mix are two different mixes.
Mm.
I mean, in the modern day version of it.
Mm.
Yes?
It says it's been interchangeable, so.
Mm-hmm.
Interchangeable doesn't mean the same thing, though.
And when did it start being used in modern day
late
building?
Late 1800s.
Late 1800s.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
So right about the turn of the century there.
Right.
Interesting. All right, ready to rock here, Drew?
Here we go.
Kira?
Yes.
You're 18?
Uh-huh.
What's happening?
Well, my boyfriend and I have been going out for 3 years. Mm-hmm. And I have two questions. And my first question is, he comes too fast when we're having intercourse.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to know how to prevent him from doing that.
You got to go a second time or a third time.
Well, mm-hmm. we do. And we go up to four, and then he gets too tired, and he can't do it anymore.
Wow, he's only good for four?
Yeah.
Whoa. Gay. Oh, my God, four?
Yeah.
He's only good for four orgasms in one session.
Yeah.
How dare he?
Is he had a spinal injury or something? Is he handicapped in any way?
No, he's not. He's perfectly fit and everything.
Perfectly fit? Only pulling the quad on the in the orgasm department?
I guess so.
I gotta believe there's some sort of tumor on his spine or something. Hey, you should have him checked out.
Dehydrated.
So he may be dehydrated.
Not producing enough fluid.
Yeah, he's not producing.
He drinks a lot of pop. Could that be it?
Drinks,
creates premature orgasm. That's
right.
And allows him to have four orgasms, or only four orgasms.
Right, yeah. Yeah, he should be into the low 20s. You know,
like an MRI.
22, 23 orgasms.
Oh.
Yeah. Kira, four is pretty good.
Crazy.
Four is fine in a session.
Superhuman.
Yeah. How long does it take all total to get the four out?
Within a span of a day, probably all up to 5-6 hours.
5-6 hours.
But he's taking, there's breaks in between, huh?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
And all right, but that's not enough sex for you, or I don't understand.
Well, no, it's like it's enough completely, but it's just the fact that like it's not pleasurable, and I kind of want to go more into it, but he wants to kind of get it done, and I kind of
You're not being clear with us. What do you mean by that?
Well, like pleasurable, like he doesn't do enough for me. It's all about him.
You mean like he doesn't do any foreplay kind of stuff?
He does, like, at the beginning, but then he's like, ooh, let's just get into it kind of thing.
Okay, well, that's every male will do that.
Yeah.
That's not just because your boyfriend is
selfish.
Quick, or quick on the draw. That's just the way men are. And he has to come. How old is he?
He's 18.
No, young males do not. They're raised to believe that men and women are the same. All that crap that's out there teaches men that they're all this. Women are just the same. They want everything the same as men. Totally different experience for a woman, totally different biology, and he has to learn to appreciate what's different in you and what you need in order to be aroused. And you got to be real clear with him because he has no idea.
Yeah.
No idea.
Hey, you are the metronome. You set the cadence. And don't leave the guy alone. He'll pile through.
Yeah. Oh, my. Left up to his own devices?
Yeah. No, I mean it's like telling your dog, look, I'm gonna leave all the snossages. That's a treat, Drew. I'll leave them all out, yeah. And then you take one a day, one or two a day. Don't go sick with them, please.
Yeah, and wait
show
till
some
tomorrow.
Restraint.
Wait till tomorrow.
Well, have the one tonight,
yeah.
and then tomorrow noonish. Go ahead and have another one. No. Put the thing on top of the refrigerator, and you decide how many snossages the dog eats. Yes, Drew?
Yes, Adam.
Yes, Chris? Snossage? Yes?
I agree.
Yes. That's the point. You got to do that. Otherwise, they'll just run roughshod
over the
vagina.
Or the begging strips or whatever. Yes.
Right. That's right. And here's the thing. All guys start off with the, oh, baby, I'm going down on you for days and all that stuff. And eventually, they just get what they got to get.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing. You guys don't have that sort of biological imperative that we have. You guys, your thing is, well, you need the experience of intimacy, and you need to be receptive and all that stuff. Guys, it's like we got something to do.
Here's the thing. For women, arousal and drive are disconnected. So where a man gets aroused, there's an extremely powerful drive to complete.
Yeah.
Extremely powerful.
You know what it's like for us? You're walking around, or you're in work, or in your like public place, and you go, and all of a sudden that oyster just flies in the back of your throat, and like, uh-oh, I'm going to Lugan now. And now you're like, all right, I'm gonna make your way to the bathroom or out to the sidewalk or something. Like, it's in there. It's got to come out. There'll be no relaxing at some long-winded meeting or something with the oyster in there. You got to hit a drinking fountain or something. You got to get that thing out of there. That's what it is. It needs to leave.
Yeah.
Yes?
Yes.
the sperm needs to exit.
Women cannot appreciate the fact that there's a similarity in men between urinating and defecating and the sexual emissions.
And why would it be all that different?
It's not.
It's just another fluid that comes out of you.
It needs to come out. It needs to come out.
Mine's coming out now.
Oh, there it goes.
Yeah, that's it. It's now in my slipper. Yeah.
Yeah. That's nice. That's pretty. That's good.
Yeah.
That's nice. A little finger painting now?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, and women just cannot appreciate that. They're offended by that idea, in fact. It's like, what do you mean it needs to come out? It's disgusting. You're gross, you're disgusting. It's like, no, that's just the way the male is wired.
That's true, Drew. All right. Can you tell Drew's passion?
Yeah.
He's passionate about passion.
I saw the movie.
Yeah. Oh, you saw him in...
Passion of the Drew.
Passion of the Drew. Yeah, very passionate. Kathleen?
Yes?
You're 15?
Yeah.
Do you feel Drew's passion?
I do.
Great. What's up?
I've been having sex with my boyfriend for 3 months,
mm-hmm.
and I cannot reach orgasm ever.
Mm-hmm.
With intercourse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stop thinking that's going to happen. That's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen.
But not only do I not reach it, but I faked every orgasm.
Well, then it's really not going to happen.
God bless you.
Then it's impossible for it to happen.
How do you, how old is your boyfriend?
20.
Oh,
and you're 15?
Yeah.
Oh,
when you were 20, yeah. When you're 20, you're gonna think about your 20-year-old peers with 15-year-olds. You're gonna vomit.
Yeah. What's he do?
He works at 24-hour fitness.
Yeah. All greasy, shaved chest, walking around with his nuts hanging on the floor. God, do I hate this guy. Secretly jealous too.
Envious.
Yeah, he really 20, and you feel that's okay. I know you feel all grown up and everything, but you know the guy's a criminal. And you're faking your orgasms.
It's against the law for a reason, Kathleen, to protect you.
What's up? Where's your dad?
He's here. Everything with my dad is fine.
Does your family know you're going out with a 20-year-old guy?
No way.
No way. Really?
Yeah.
They know he's 20?
Yeah.
He picks you up in his car at home?
Yeah.
Ranchero?
What's he driving?
I think it's a Corolla.
Yeah. Sweet. That's a sweet ride. Sweet $12,000 car. Sweet. All right, and he picks you up, and he takes you out, and where do you have sex? Is he live at home, or does he have his own place?
He has his own place.
And
with four friends.
Your folks just sort of stand by, and they're okay with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
That doesn't seem right to us.
And does he come in the house and say hi to Mom and Dad?
Yeah, my parents really like him.
They do?
Yeah.
And they know he's 20?
Yeah.
Are
they assuming you're going to marry him or something?
I don't know what they assume.
Do you have one of those nutty nationalities that thinks this kind of stuff is okay?
No.
Okay. And Dad, what's he do for a living?
He sells insurance.
All right. Don't trust him. Okay. I can't figure out why your parents... And your parents do know he's 20. They don't think he's going to high school with you or anything.
No.
And you're 15. Okay. Okay. All right, well, anyway, here's the deal.
I know, Kathleen is...
Remarkably sort of cavalier.
She seems perplexed that we're asking the question.
I know, yeah.
She's, in the, essentially, what grade are you in?
I'm a sophomore.
Yeah, well, we're not kidding. He's breaking the law, Kathleen. He'll go to jail.
Oh, by
so
the
it's
way...
It's supposed to be cavalier. He's be cavalier. How
long have you been going out with him?
3 months.
3 months? So, I mean, it's like you were in the ninth grade when you started seeing the guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but you're saying that as though, why would we be asking such an outrageous question?
I don't know. What's wrong with you? What happened? Anything? Never molested? Nothing? You hate your dad? What'd he do?
Nothing happened with my dad, and nothing happened with me.
Everything's good? You love him?
Yeah.
All right. He doesn't like your brother more than you or anything?
No.
No?
No.
All right. How you doing in school?
I'm doing pretty good.
All right. What do you want to do, what do you want to do when you're older? Something with horses?
I want to be a controversial journalist or a psychologist.
Oh, interesting. All right. Look, if you fake your orgasms, you're going to get angry at him.
Yeah, you fake your orgasms, he's never going to know that he needs to do more, and nor is he going to ever ask you what it is you need. A. B, you need to presumably try to masturbate, see if there's something you can get going on your own. But the probability is under 20, it's not going to happen. Definitely not going to happen with intercourse. You need to know that only 30% of women ever have orgasm with intercourse. Yeah. And of that 30%, that's even much smaller under the age of 20.
True.
Yeah.
What do you think about, like, emotional age? And here's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know how I would like my alcohol consumption limit raised because of my heavyweight status?
Yeah.
And because of my ability?
Yeah. Yeah.
As a driver?
Yeah, yeah.
And everyone's like, listen, I've been to driving school. I'm a better driver than most people.
Yeah.
Fine, I should be able to drive faster, right?
Yeah.
That's just as safe. Look, my stupid mom driving her pile of ass, she's dangerous at any speed.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
She's driving around while you're speeding.
Why don't I get a break for what I do? Huh? All right, here's all I'm saying. I'm used to getting drunk on a nightly basis. I mean, look, I had hand surgery, had my hand in a club-sized cast, had a couple Vicodins, a couple beers in me. I was on the road, no problem at all.
And
I'm
speeding.
Fine. What do I care? I'm fine.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
Yeah, yeah, all right, yeah.
All right. So I would like my thing raised from 0.08 to like 0.17. So I'm better than most people would be at that. That's all I'm saying. Now, what about this? What about emotional age? I mean, we talk to
emotional people, intelligence or emotional age?
Emotional age. We talk, and I don't want to say intelligence, because I just mean we talk to 15-year-olds that are 12, talk to 15-year-olds that are 21.
Okay.
And I saw them when I was in high school. There was that dude, he had the comb hanging out, and they had that bad mustache and the hair parted, wherever. And this dude was going to get married at 18.
Yeah, yeah.
He was on this trajectory. He was an adult going to high school.
Right.
While the rest of us were like wrestling and talking about being pirates and stuff
peeing
like that.
At each other.
This guy was like in shop. He was in auto shop. He was going to go to work for his cousins who had a body shop. You know,
right.
He was essentially, he got out of high school, had a kid, you know, 8 months later. You know, these guys are adults.
Yeah.
And they're adults at 15.
Or they're as adult as they're ever going to be.
Or yeah, they're retarded adults at 14. Whatever. Yeah. They're smoking a pack a day at 15. You know, they get their license. They go buy it. They immediately go get their own car. They're totally independent. You know, they got a girlfriend that they've had since the 7th grade. They're now like on a 5-year relationship, and they're in the 10th grade.
Ish.
Can't this guy have sex earlier? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeesh.
I mean, this chick, Kathleen, she's 15. She just sounded like she was 20.
I
know you don't like it. It's a slippery slope.
It's tougher for women than males, I think. And
there's clearly 15-year-olds who can't handle it.
Yes.
I don't know if that's Kathleen.
Right. Yeah.
She's with a guy. The guy's 20. The parents seem to like him. He seems like an all right guy. Maybe it's better.
Yeah.
Right. Better than some squirrely 16-year-old.
Right.
Yeah?
Yeah, I can accept that.
All right. And what about me getting the
bump?
Getting the bump from 0.08 to like 0.15.
I'll back you.
Will you back? Can I have a note, by the way?
Oh, yeah.
How about a heavyweight note from you? How about that?
Absolutely.
How about this thing where, like, I drink like a sixer beer and then just drive the car through some cones, and if I do well, I can get this heavyweight stamp.
Now, we'll go to Bondurant. We'll have you pound progressively higher levels of alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
And then find the threshold at which you begin to have trouble functioning.
And then whatever I blow, that's what I get.
Yeah.
All right, let's work that out. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. We got weather and traffic coming up here, Drew.
Better go to our phone force.
Should we go to the phone
for
it? Alexis? She's calling from L.A. Suzette, it's coming in. Alexis?
Hi.
You're 21?
Yeah.
You're calling from Los Angeles?
No. National City.
Nah.
No? Are you saying no?
It was nah.
Are you Russian?
No.
Okay,
no.
You're calling from National City.
Yeah.
National City what?
Where's National City?
San Diego.
Okay.
Okay.
Never heard of National City.
Listen, everybody. Has everything got to be tooth pulling? No. Are you calling that? No, I'm not. I'm calling from National City, San Diego. Huh? No? National City sounds like the place that the Music Man showed up to.
River City. Yeah.
Alexis?
Yeah.
Drew, you ever in the Music Man in high school?
No, I wanted to be, though.
No. Yeah.
All right, baby doll. I call him from San Diego.
Yeah.
What's the question?
My boyfriend, he masturbates a lot. My last one, he wasn't quite open. This one, he's very open. He masturbates in front of me, and it just recently...
His name is Sir Walter Raleigh. Is that your boyfriend?
That's right. Powdered wig. Knee-high socks.
Yeah.
Yes, so he does it in front of you.
All those guys, by the way, are spinning in their graves right now.
Go ahead, Drew. Quiet.
Alexis.
Go ahead.
Okay. It just recently occurred to me that I've never masturbated myself. I never really, put my hand down there.
Okay. You're 21.
Yes.
It just dawned on you. Okay, it occurred to you.
Just after watching your boyfriend for the 600th time. Hey, wait a minute.
It doesn't arouse me. Like, it's like we tried and we're like, maybe it would help me, touch myself and I would get turned on and get aroused, but I don't.
Yeah, a lot
How
of women
watching. Watching him doesn't do anything for you?
No, the whole idea sometimes is like for me to get turned on so I can touch myself because I just can't.
There's a lot of women that do not get anything from masturbation. They don't find it arousing. They don't find it interesting. And, it's just different for a female than a male. And a male, you can't, no matter what, how do you shame them, beat them, whatever, they will not get their hands off of their junk.
Yeah.
They masturbate no matter how you try to get them not to because there's a biological drive that is profoundly different.
Yeah.
Now,
guys... Here's the thing. Women can't just flip it, and guys just can't flip it. Like, a guy thinks, hey, if I saw a chick masturbating, that'd be a turn-on, So guys, then they whip their schlong out, and they're like, you getting hot? Yeah, look at me touch myself. And they're like, ugh. God, it's a mess.
What are you doing?
I'm getting close. Yeah, I'm getting close to vomiting. Semen's going to come out of you and vomit's coming out of me.
The idea being that if the guy had seen a woman doing that, it would be cool.
You hot? Is it making you hot? Yeah, it's too bad, too, because it'd be great, because all you'd have to do, you could actually pick up chicks. You just pick up chicks by just going, a guy could pick up a chick by just going, if they were like guys.
Yeah.
Just going she'd go hey, babe, would you like to, a drink? I don't think so. You just start rubbing their crotch, and they'd be like, ooh, it feels good. Like in the movies, I mean, you literally start grabbing a boob, and they'd melt like butter, yeah.
That's what a guy would want.
Yeah. A guy could be sitting in a bar, and a chick could pull up next to him.
What do you mean a bar? It could be
a guy could be in court.
Yeah. Exactly.
Guy could be a funeral.
Right.
Chick could pull up next to him and be like, you're looking for some company? And the guy might go, I got a girlfriend. And then she'd just slide her hand down the guy's sweatpants and be like, okay, don't stop. Feels good. He could easily do it. He'd do it at his wife's funeral with his new wife with him. One died and he remarried in 2 days. And still get away with it.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be great?
If girls were actually like guys.
Yeah, and you could just expose yourself to them. Like, oh, yeah.
And that would stimulate them.
And they just take your shorts and hike it up, show them a little nut. Yeah, not hot now. Really? What if I start playing with my sack?
Oh,
yeah?
My.
Now you're hot, right? No, it's like they're disgusted now.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're vomiting.
Yeah. Oh, and then what about this? This would work. The male equivalent to this. How about I just go down on you real fast right here at the bar? See, because a guy would just go, all right, just go ahead. Just go ahead, start blowing. Yeah, imagine that. But seeing the movies that I rent sometimes.
Yes, sometimes.
He can get them hot. Yeah, now I buy. Because I want a legacy.
I see. A collection.
Yeah.
But here's the deal. Let's get Alexis back, can we?
Yeah.
Alexis, there is something interesting, though, about women that does need some exploration, is that women actually are uncomfortable with their own genitalia.
Yeah.
Some of them. Mm-hmm. Some of them are comfortable with them and still don't masturbate. But there are those that actually have sort of, she I think she used the word disgust.
Mm-hmm.
It feels weird to her that things are inside and she doesn't want anything to do with them.
Is that true, Alexis?
Yeah. Like, when I touch myself, I lose interest quickly. Like, it doesn't even turn me on.
What is that? What do you think that is? I understand there's no drive to do it and it doesn't feel that good to you, but what is it that's so unpleasant about it?
It's just, like, I just feel myself. Like, when I, like, put my fingers down there, I just feel like I'm feeling a piece of meat.
Yeah, but it might surprise you, but that's attached to your body.
A piece of meat.
Yeah, yes. like you know, like a sirloin's next to me and I'm, like, feeling it. I feel like that. It's nasty.
Yeah, but really? It's your body. It's you. It's not nasty.
I know, it's me, but that's what he said, too, but I don't know.
Yeah, and so you just feel like
something wrong with me?
No, it's very common. Bit. Listen, the real problem is there's no drive. The guys, when they're 11, think things are disgusting, too, that all of a sudden aren't disgusting anymore at 16.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because there's drive.
I know. Then they get gross again.
Okay, yeah. Well, does it make any sense that, like, I have to go wash my hand right afterwards?
Well, look, listen, Alexis, I think there's a range in women, and it all is a normal range. But at a certain point, you cross into an abnormal spectrum.
Yeah.
And that it seems like you're getting close to that. But here's the question. Were you ever shamed or did anyone beat you or weird you out about that part of you?
No, not that I recall, no.
So, I mean, you didn't have, like, religious parents telling you it was very dirty down there or anything like that?
Yeah, my mom. She's always yelling at us, lecturing, don't come home pregnant, you know, don't.
Yeah, but that's different than don't touch your genitalia. Well, that's a disgusting place.
They freak you out? Spoken.
What? That was never said.
That was never spoken.
Are they religious?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. All right. Well,
yeah. By the way, don't come home pregnant is good advice.
Yeah.
That's not shaming. That's just, hey, don't come home pregnant.
I think she was just saying don't come home. So, Alexis, how about you start getting over this then? Okay. Well, look, here's the whole thing, everybody. There's things that you don't like to do or things that bother you or whatever, and they become a sort of constant stumbling point in your life. Go ahead and start working on them a little. Push past them a little bit.
Act as if you could get over it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to do it in my life, but you should all do it with your lives. Yeah. You really should.
Well, that's generally that's your rule of thumb, Adam, generally. It's generally.
Yeah, do as I say, not as I do.
Of course,
is what I'm saying.
That's your general credo, I think.
But if you... I thought it was credo.
Credo.
It's not credo.
Well...
Skeletal. Credo.
I'm going to go look it up.
Yeah, go look it up. Go look up credo. And see if it says
credo. Sure it's credo. I'm
pretty
sure.
Credo?
Hey, stucco, you know.
Yeah. All right, Chris, calm down. Yeah, go look up credo. Credo. I'm going to take the next call. How about that, Drew?
Phone,
all right. Nina?
Adam, how are you?
What's happening?
I just want to tell you and Drew that you guys have to be the most intelligent people in entertainment, period.
Really?
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Appreciate it. And now, do you think it's credo or credo?
I would probably say credo.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. This is obviously one of our smartest callers, Drew.
She recognized your genius, and she's able to pronounce...
Credo.
Is Drew busy looking something up, or can he talk?
I think he's found. What was it? C-R-E-E-D-O?
C-R-E-D-O.
No. I think it's got a T.
No.
Uh-oh.
The reason I am credo is
no,
because...
you're not right.
Okay. Well, what's the derivative of the word? Where does it come from?
Creed, probably. It does, like your creed? Yes?
Hold on, let me get this out.
Hold on a second. Quiet down. She's distracting me. Drew, did you find it?
No, I got to get... I'm not getting a good... here.
All right. I'll talk to Nina. You look up credo. Oops, I hit the wrong line.
Damn.
Nina.
Dictionary.com.
Yes.
So you're 23.
Yes.
You're pregnant.
Yes.
3 months pregnant.
11 weeks. And my husband has a very prominent career, and I don't see him very often. And so obviously.
Now, when you say very prominent career, do you mean it, or are you just one of these people that
because
he makes more than 40 grand a year?
No. No one knows I'm calling. If anybody, put it this way, if anybody recognizes my voice, I'm pretty much screwed right now. So I'm hoping.
Okay. Oh, hey, Adam.
Hold on a second.
Hang on a second. Both pronunciations are here.
Credo.
Credo and Credo. You can look at it yourself.
But doesn't
Credo is listed first. I'll give you that.
But Credo's listed first.
Credo is here.
That's all I need to know. And isn't it come from Creed?
The Apostles' Creed.
All right, but it's not the Apostles' Cred.
Yeah, but that's C-R-E-E-D.
Creed.
Credo is C-R-E-D-O.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, so... Wait a minute.
Listen, the reason I use Credo because it's Credo in other languages, and I have the same Italian.
Mr. IHOP over here.
So.
Now, wait. Here's my point. Is Credo C-R-E-E-D-O?
No. One E.
It's C-R-E-D-O.
Yeah.
All right. And then what's your creed? Is that two E's?
Yes.
Is it the same thing, or is it different?
Well, it can be pronounced either way. Creed is creed.
Creed is creed.
Yeah. But is it Credo or Credo?
Is Creed...
Chris, back me up on this. You see what that says there?
No.
The long E there.
Listen, this kid's been in your hip pocket since day one, Drew. I don't believe him. All right, Credo has one E.
Right.
And Creed has two.
Yes.
And are they connected? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes, Credo...
Your Credo and your Creed are the same.
Credo comes from Creed, yes.
Yeah, read the definition as long as you're there.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Question one?
Yes.
A Creed.
All right, number two. A creed with two E's, right?
Yes, two
E's. Why don't they leave the other E in there then? What do they do that for? All right, keep going.
The Apostles' Creed, the Nicene Creed, especially as the third item of the ordinary of the Roman Catholic.
Get to the good stuff.
Let me find a different definition.
All right, I'm going to get back with Nina.
Here we go. He repent. Yeah.
Hmm?
Yeah. Any system of principles or beliefs.
There all right, you your that's system it. Of beliefs.
Yeah.
Nina.
Adam,
yeah.
I knew it only had one E.
Oh, yeah, you were smart. You did. But you thought it had a T.
I was going to tell you. I thought it had a T, but I did know it only had one E.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, so this is the situation.
You're 12 weeks pregnant.
Are you listening?
Dr. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
He is.
Okay. I cannot get a straight answer from any doctor. I've been taking a significant amount of benzodiazepines and... Yeah. A pretty high amount of hydrocodone, Lortab.
Yeah, yeah.
And I need to know what I could have done to this baby already and if I should have this baby because I have two beautiful children. I've always been a total normie. I've never done any drugs in my life.
Well, you're an addict now. You're an addict now.
Well, I hate to say it, but it wasn't my fault. I got into a bad car accident and
I rarely meet people who intentionally become addicted. That's an unusual thing.
I know. Anyway,
all right.
You're an addict now.
Right.
Benzos are not a great idea for kids, but they aren't specifically associated with birth defect. Opiates don't hurt anything.
Well, what the doctor wants to do is he wants to put me on methadone for the duration of my pregnancy.
That is correct.
But then I'll have a whole other drug addiction, and then I'll be taking a drug when I have a newborn.
Listen, are you ready to listen?
Yes.
That is the one absolute indication for methadone is a pregnancy in an opiate addict situation. If you're opiate addicted and you're pregnant, it's an absolute indication to get on methadone. The reason is the following. You stay on the Vicodin, you're going to have a stillbirth or a spontaneous abortion. The
right,
incidence
that's
of those,
what they're saying.
So you got to get on the methadone. And either way, you're going to be on drugs the whole pregnancy because you can't detox. There's no way.
Why not?
It's way too dangerous.
Well, I tried to detox myself. I tried to cold turkey myself, and I have never been through anything in my entire life. So
You won't do it. You won't do it. You can't do it.
And
so
no
you've
got
to get on the methadone. You got to get on the methadone. No one will treat you.
I'm putting her on hold because
it's dangerous for the child, and the child cannot be put in harm's way. You need to take 6 months of methadone and then detox from the methadone after your pregnancy. The child is going to be born addicted no matter what. Because she's going to stay on an opiate no matter what. She's not going to detox.
Okay, so...
Methadone is the only safe one. And the child, the addiction to methadone is no big deal for a child. They actually use anti-diarrheal medications.
Really?
The child is over it in about 5 days.
And
being methadone addicted...
My mom would have gotten on some of that stuff.
But being methadone addicted at birth does not put the child at any risk of any added problems, including addiction.
Really? And he doesn't come out wearing like a fish tank top or anything?
No, isn't it? No? She says she can't get a straight answer, and yet she was told exactly the same thing, straight and clearly,
yeah,
by every doctor she's talked to.
Yeah.
Where's the not a straight answer? It's the answer she doesn't want to hear is the problem.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. I still have her on hold. I'm still labeling her a genius because she thought I was smart. But here's the thing. You can't detox while you're pregnant because it's too traumatic to the body and the potential child.
It will kill the child, so no, it's against the law. It's against the law.
It will kill the child.
You are endangering the child.
Why will kill the child? Because of the difficulty on the body that goes through the detox?
Yes, and there's no compelling reason for the mother to detox.
Right.
It's not like you're putting the mother's health ahead of the child. The mother doesn't need the detox. Just get on a replacement drug until
she doesn't need to detox, but she needs to stop doing the drugs she's doing.
Once she's done being pregnant.
No, she needs to stop the drugs she's doing.
Oh, yeah, she needs to switch over, yes.
She needs to switch over. Yes. Now, why does she need to switch over?
Because these drugs are associated with damage to the child. Basically, spontaneous abortions.
So no brain damage, just actual...
Just the termination, the pregnancy, yeah, they just die in utero.
Which drugs? The Lortab?
The opiates and even the benzos, possibly.
What are the benzos that she's taking?
The Valium-like drugs. Probably she's on Xanax.
Oh, okay. So those... The benzos aren't as bad for the... Nina.
Hello? Okay, yeah. Guys, listen, I totally heard what you said, and I totally agree with you, but I've been told that the benzos are worse on the baby. And I did try to detox myself for 6 days. I didn't sleep, I didn't eat, I was throwing up the entire time. So I'm wondering if that could have done damage, that those 6 days could have done damage to the baby.
Not if this heartbeat is still there.
Well... Okay. Look at it this way. Just went from Ivy League to, like, a state school.
No, I don't want that. I have beautiful children, and I just worry about this so much. And
I know.
I mean, I've never been for abortion, but I wouldn't put it... It's not out of the question.
I know, but look...
It will be in 7 days.
You're high...
Right. Well, wait, right?
And
7 days will be out of the question.
You're talking like an auctioneer.
Yeah.
It sounds like you spoke to a doctor that knew something. Why don't you go ahead and listen to him?
Yeah, exactly.
And then have a whole... Okay, and then have a newborn with a drug addiction.
Well, look, that's the position you put yourself in.
Listen, the addiction will not affect the child adversely at all.
Yeah.
At all. It really does. It's a little bit of a thing that the child goes through.
Oh, what's wrong with the kid coming out with a little street cred?
No, it's not a big deal.
Yeah. All right. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Everybody, Love Line. I'm Adam. That's my good partner, Dr. Drew. Let's do a quick check of the weather and traffic out here in the Southland. Riverside coming in 77 degrees. El Cajon, 77. Newhall, Sauga, 77 degrees. Rancho, Santa Margarita, 77 degrees. Carson, 77. Fulton, I'll drop down. 77 degrees. Banning, 77 degrees. I'll do it. Don't stop me. I'll tell you. Pacoima, 77 degrees. Westminster, 77 degrees. Chula Vista, 77 degrees.
Don't do it.
Encino, I'll drop down.
No, don't
77
do it.
Degrees. Stanton, 77 degrees. Reseda, 77.
Well,
Cheviot Hills. I'm wild. I'm crazy. I'll drop my pants. I can tell you, but I have to kill you. Cheviot Hills, 77 degrees. Hawaiian Gardens, 77 degrees. Yucaipa, 77. Redland, 77. Upland, 77. Santa Ana, 77. I'll drop car. El Segundo, 77 degrees. Linwood, 77. Norco, DeVore, Glendora, Azusa. All checking in at 77 degrees. 405, slow and go. Traffic in lanes.
Friday light.
Let's break down that traffic in lanes.
Yeah.
One.
Yeah.
What exactly does that effing mean?
Well, it's cars in the freeway lanes.
The
highway lanes. They have cars in them.
Traffic in lanes. Look out for debris in the three lanes. Slow and go on the 101.
Caltrans got the cones out.
Look out for brake lights. Look out for brake lights. Well, thank Christ they're telling us about this brake light.
Yeah, because if we didn't look out for them, God knows what could happen.
Now, the brake light, Drew, that's the round part that the smoke comes out of in the back of the car or the exhaust?
I'm not sure. They've never explained what that... You're right. They need to...
I'm picturing the back of a car.
Why?
There's the shiny metal thing.
Why the back? They didn't say look out... They said, look out for brake lights.
Well, I know there's headlights.
They could be on the side of the car.
No.
Yes, it's the side. Those things, yes.
The side ones?
Oh, yeah.
We're going to have to look into this. Chris, do you know what brake lights are? Have you ever had to look out?
I know it is. It's when you pull the emergency brake in your car. It says brake. A light goes on. It says brake.
No,
it's a brake
that's
light.
On the dash. No,
yeah,
that's
so you
dash.
Look out for your brake light.
No,
it's your brake light goes
on. I think they're talking about other cars.
Why?
I don't know.
What are you talking about?
Here's my point.
Your brake light is in the dash.
When I see another car in front of me slow down, I speed up. That's what I had done that.
So?
Well, I'd ruined 328 automobiles and had my license suspended, and then I started listening to the radio, and they started telling me to look out for brake lights.
Oh, and that stopped that habit?
I realized, yeah, I had to slow down.
That's all it took?
It was enough. Yeah.
How did you know that. Where to look for the brake? I look on the dashboard.
No. You got to look ahead at the car ahead of you. You know when it says traffic in lanes and slow and go? That means there's other cars, and also you might not get to the airport as fast. I've learned that, too.
What?
Yeah, it happens. And, you know, and let me tell you something else I've learned from listening to radio and listening to a lot of news. A couple things. First off, sometimes the temperature that they give, the number, it's bigger in the daytime, and then it goes down to a lower one, like, at nighttime. Like, it'd be like...
Well, that's confusing.
Well, I know. It sounds confusing at first, but it'd be like daytime highs, you know, like the high, like it would be like the higher number.
No,
like
but daytime the day, high could be just the high during the daytime. It doesn't have to be higher during the daytime.
You know that fiery orb that fills the sky during the daytime? It's
Ra? The god Ra?
No. It's called the...
Stars?
Sun.
Yeah.
That heats. So during the day, so it'll be like, well, it's like 96, and then at night, it's like 68.
Well, there's still an orb in the sky.
That's another thing. That's the lunis. I think. I don't know if that one's called, but that you know, that's
world?
Like a cooler.
Oh, I see.
Okay,
that's
so
a refrigerator.
It's cooler. Yeah. Oh, it's getting late. Oh. Another thing I learned, trouble sometimes in the Middle East.
Oh, yeah.
There's going to be trouble
over
there.
What are you going to do?
I don't know. All right. So anyway, that's the wonder of radio, everybody.
Don't drop trap.
I will drop trap.
Oh, he will, Chris. He will.
After this. Hey, everybody. Well, that's the show. I want to give some thanks where thanks are due. First off, Engineer Dave for filling in so well for Engineer Anderson.
James, lights out, Tony.
Who last time I spoke to was like...
he was a mess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He
scared
needed,
me.
He needed a timeout.
He got one.
If this show had any dignity, we would have fired him years ago. Anyway, thank you, Engineer Anderson, Engineer Dave. I want to thank Engineer Chris, who's quickly becoming the star of the show. Quickly. But I can make it all go away just as fast, Chris. Don't ever forget that.
Just snap your fingers.
Pow. Give me a little warm-up on that coffee, would you, buddy? I want to thank Junior. I've deducted some of the juniors from junior producer Lauren because she's doing a fantabulous job. And, of course, senior producer Anne. And until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.